This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's a Joy Law podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
And it's now time to talk about death.
Yes.
Fabulous. But we're talking about wills, the very important topic of wills and estate planning. And joining us live in the studio is Kimmy from KHQ. Hey, Kimmy.
Hey, guys. How
are
you going? Thank you.
The best.
But wills. Wills and death. I don't have
a will.
Not a funny story, but you don't have one?
No.
Oh. I have one.
I have a way.
You have a way.
Tell me why that's bad. What have I done?
So if you die without a will, essentially the law dictates who your assets go to. So it's probably a good idea that you do have a will. So then you know your assets essentially go to whoever you want them to go to.
My Fitbit. That's all I've got, really.
you have that lovely doona cover you bought.
I do have very nice sheets.
Yes.
That's about it, I think.
Pets. Do you have pets?
No. Got nothing or no one. So, you know, write that down. But anyway, but so it doesn't automatically go to your family or your parents or...
There is a formula in the legislation. So if there's kind of, if you've got spouse or multiple spouses, it'll go to them, and then children, depending on which spouse has your children. So there's kind of a complex formula on who gets your assets. And essentially, let's say you have a girlfriend who's maybe a de facto, may not be a de facto. It's not so clear. It can get very complicated who ends up getting your estate. So we have a lot of people coming out of the woodworks later claiming to be de factos when they weren't.
How can they live with themselves? That's awful. Lucky I'm very single. for that very reason.
Yeah. Oh, no. So how do you go about writing a will?
There are several ways, but the best way we recommend is obviously going to a lawyer and getting a proper one drafted, because a lot of people think it's easy to just draft one themselves or go to the post office, but they have their own complications. We have the Wills Act that kind of says what your will should be signed as, so then it's easy to get probate later down the track. So if you haven't done it correctly, it can also cause problems. So best way is to get a lawyer to do it. It might be a little bit more expensive, but it's definitely cheaper in the long run.
Now, you've used a word there that I've heard many times but never understood what it was.
What?
Probate.
Ah.
Now, what is probate?
So probate is essentially when your executors administer and gather in your assets. So it's whoever you've elected to represent you after you've died.
And they are the... So probate is a noun.
Probation?
So they are the probate.
No. They are the executors, and probate is what the Supreme Court grants those executors to then step into your shoes and gather in your assets.
Okay. Learning.
Learning, asset gatherers.
Well done.
Yeah. So if somebody does pass away without a will, so the courts may then decide where the assets
go. So that's called intestacy. So you die intestate, and that means dying without a will. And that means, so one, your spouse can get it, your children can get it. If you've got no spouse and children, then it can go to parents, brothers and sisters. So there's quite a large list of people that can get it. And then if you've got absolutely no next of kin, then that's when the government can take it.
The government gets it.
Yeah,
that's
so if
how
you
it works.
Don't have next of kin and you want a charities, for instance, you need a will to make sure the charities get it before the government gets it.
What does the government do with it?
What do they do with it?
Spend it on Australia.
Oh. What have you been doing that with paying taxes? Dean, do you have a will? And, follow-up question, am I in it?
Yes and no.
That's a shock to me. I feel very embarrassed.
But you're talking about assets, but I don't have a lot, but I have superannuation. And certainly when I filled in my superannuation details, I did indicate on the form.
I did that too.
That Anthony, my life partner, would be my preferred or my nominated beneficiary.
Yes.
But I know that that's not binding, though.
Depends on the super fund that you're with. So with industry funds, they have their own policies. And so you can have binding, non-binding, depending on what they allow. And even with the binding ones, they might lapse after 3 years. So you might have done one and forgotten about it, but 3 years later, it's not valid anymore. So that's why it's opportune every 3 years to review that it's still valid.
Goodness me.
There's a lot of work involved in planning for after you've gone.
Nothing's binding.
Enjoy now.
What's the point of anything?
It wasn't more of anything. That's really cheerful for Tuesday afternoon.
But I have seen that we were talking about the will kits at the post office. It's literally you can just fill out a will kit.
Yeah, it's but depending on the wording you use, that's when it gets complicated because then the lawyers get involved and it's the interpretation of what you've written down and what it actually means. And when you've got a lot of money involved, you've got a lot of beneficiaries or potential beneficiaries that come out and they start fighting over your money. So all your hard-earned money can end up going to legal costs.
Oh, you don't want that.
No. So you got to save and be safe, but also take it all out and then splurge so no one gets it. I don't know.
Travel the world, spend the money, I say.
Oh, yeah, experience.
But I guess if you have got kids, you do want to plan ahead. Or for myself and my greyhound, Bodhi, we might want to, you know, make sure that he's looked after.
His fur coats and his seven beds.
He has got a lot of beds.
Especially if you've got blended families or complex assets, sometimes you need to do asset protection as well. Or depending on if you've got multiple kids, you might want them to have testamentary trusts in your wills, which is, again, more of an asset protection or family law protection mechanism. So there's a lot of things to think about with your will, and that's where post office wills might not be enough actually get you the achievement that you want.
Mm. Are wills often contested?
Yes.
And they often change? Because nothing's set in stone at all.
No. So once they're contested, which is happening more now because there's a lot more wealth in the world, definitely wills change because family provision claims happen. People who were cut out of wills that shouldn't have been say that they need money, and so then you rewrite the will after someone's passed away.
Rude.
Yes. So it can get very complicated, which is why proper legal advice beforehand recommended. So then we give you that advice to tell you, okay, these are your scenarios, this is what you need to consider, and so this is how we can avoid those complications later down the track.
So get it in writing, but get it written by somebody who knows what they're writing.
Exactly.
So that it can be watertight.
Add me in it if you want.
Jacqueline Mifsud.
Yes.
That's it.
M-I-F-S-U-D.
Thank you in advance for your kind donation. Thank you very much, Kimmy. We look forward to speaking with you and the team from KQLOS again next week.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.